is. In front of each of your words or statements to form a complete statement. Don't worry if they are not grammatically correct sentences. You can fix them. Keep your list someplace where you can access it regularly as a reminder that this is your beauty. C. My family tree. If you want to take this practice further, explore the following question. What aspects of my beauty did I inherit from my ancestors? This writing activity can be done over and over as you uncover more of the amazing aspects of your beauty and are curious as to where they came from. Note: if you don't know any of your ancestors or don't feel connected to the ones you have, use your imagination to create the ones you want, or find your beauty in people you know. For example, someone who was adopted who did this practice said her eye color came from her dad. She shared the same eye color as her adoptive father, with whom she was very close, and this was how she connected to her ancestral beauty. D. Sharing my beauty. Now, if you'd like, you can turn the writing you just did into your own declaration of beauty to share on our thisisbeauty.org website, anonymously or with your name attached. Or turn it into a spoken word piece that you videotape, or a photograph with a short beauty statement on it that you pull from your writing. We would love to see what you create. Instructions for group practice. These group practices offer an antidote to the self-criticism that often happens when people get together and talk about their bodies. How powerful it is to be in a group where everyone makes positive statements about their beauty for all to hear. Remember that making positive statements about yourself out loud is not a sign of conceit, but of confidence. Confidence here simply means you can be your authentic self, no matter how you're feeling or how you share yourself with others. A. This is beauty. Start your gathering by watching some of the videos or reading a poem or essay on thisisbeauty.org and having a discussion about the messages you heard. How are they different or similar to what we normally hear about beauty? B. My beauty is. The next step is to give everyone a piece of paper and a pen, and take about 3 minutes to write down 5 or more qualities that describe your beauty today. Let the words from the people you just heard in the videos and in previous sections inspire you to find your own authentic beauty. Don't think too much. Just write whatever comes into your head. Here are a few examples that someone can repeat aloud. My beauty today is my smile that lights up my eyes because it holds so much love. My beauty today is my round, soft belly that cradles my vital organs. My beauty today is expressed in my strong, muscular legs that allow me to climb mountains. My beauty today is my courage and compassion. Remember that your beauty changes every day, so whatever you write down, you don't have to be attached to it forever. You can add more tomorrow. C. Beauty is everywhere. Now that everyone has written down their beauty declarations, you'll want to find out more about all of the beauty in the room. You will all stand up and go over to another person, say hello, and ask, "What is your beauty today?" After they answer, give them a quality from your list. Be sure it's a quality of your own beauty and not a generalized thought about what beauty is. Interview as many people as you can for about 5 minutes. You can designate someone to be the timekeeper. Write down qualities of beauty you hear from other people that you want to add to your own list. Ready? Go. When everyone is back in their seats, have one person start by saying, "This is beauty," and sharing one statement from their list. Go around the room and have each person add something to a collective list. When everyone has shared, the first person says again, "This is beauty." Take a look around the room now and see how much diverse and amazing beauty there is. It's fun to write down the collective "This is Beauty" poem and print it out so everyone can have a copy. And, as with the individual practice, we invite you to share your beauty on our thisisbeauty.org website. You can create a group piece or help each other with making individual videos, photographs, poetry, or essays to share. By sharing our beauty, we are inspiring others in the world to see their own. 2. Express your favorite flaw. At The Body Positive, we believe that every body part is beautiful in its own way, even those that have been labeled flaws by the masses or ourselves. Without these flawed parts, our bodies would not be uniquely ours. Today, find your favorite flaw and give it some well-deserved love. Try pointing it out in a celebratory way to someone you trust, proudly exposing it or accenting it in some way. What does it feel like to flaunt something you're not used to flaunting? 3. Nature parallels. When you're low on inspiration or in a bad mood, and you need a little assistance appreciating your natural beauty, try this. Go outdoors and find a connection between something in nature and a part of your body. Here are some examples found by different members of the Body Positive community. Cellulite as the ripples on a lake, without which the sun wouldn't be able to show its sparkles. Aging, wrinkled hands as magnificent tree bark. Soft leaves as the smooth skin of somebody's cheek. Fleshy curves in an undulating mountain range. Furry moss as pubic hair. Dark eyes in the rich brown soil or a tree trunk. How do you see your body represented in nature? Competency 5. Build community. Goals. Connect to others through a shared positive approach to beauty, health, and identity. Role model love and respect for your own body. Benefit. Build community to support your body positive lifestyle. There's a debate in our culture about what really makes us happy, which is summarized by, on the one hand, the book On the Road, and on the other, the movie It's a Wonderful Life. The former celebrates the life of freedom and adventure. The latter celebrates roots and connections. Research over the past 30 years makes it clear that what the inner mind really wants is connection. It's a Wonderful Life was right. Joining a group that meets just once a month produces the same increase in happiness as doubling your income. David Brooks. We now arrive at the final core competency, build community. As you'll hear in this chapter, creating body positive communities has been a primary focus for Elizabeth and me from the start. It wasn't until several years into our work, however, that we realized how essential and powerful these communities are in supporting people to become free from eating and body image problems so they can live with more purpose and joy. In order to fully embody the first four competencies, reclaim your health, develop a practice of intuitive self-care, reach more deeply for self-love, and declare your own authentic beauty, it is essential to build a like-minded body positive community to support these changes. Without at least one other person in your life who understands your new beliefs and lifestyle, it is easy to fall prey to the messages that promote inadequacy and insecurity. The likelihood of blaming your body for other problems in your life, especially if you've done so in the past, is greater if you are isolated from others who are doing the work to make peace with their bodies. Your body positive community exists to love and celebrate you just as you are in the moment, even with your struggles and perceived flaws. A central component of Confucian teaching called Ren perfectly describes what body positive communities provide. I discovered this concept in the book Born to be Good, The Science of a Meaningful Life. Ren, as described by author Dacher Keltner, PhD, refers to a complex mixture of kindness, humanity, and respect that transpires between people. He writes, Alienated by the violence, the materialism, and the hierarchical religion of his 6th and 5th century BC China, Confucius taught a new way of finding the meaningful life through the cultivation of Ren. A person of Ren brings the good things of others to completion and does not bring the bad things of others to completion. Ren is felt in that deeply satisfying moment when you bring out the goodness in others. Body positive communities overflow with people of Ren. Members feel better about their own lives because they choose to bring out the best in one another. They come together to celebrate life, the hardships as well as the triumphs, and to learn from the unique experiences and perspectives each individual brings to the group. Body bashing is not the focus of conversation. Instead, discussion revolves around topics like the delicious flavors of a new recipe, the excitement someone is feeling because they got a new job, the humor and acceptance needed to live in an aging body, or a problematic life situation for which someone needs support. One of my favorite things about my own community is the fun we have cooking together and taking pleasure in the sensual nature of the food we create. I also love that we often exercise together. Hiking, dancing, taking a movement class, or walking to a local cafe for a cup of tea and conversation. These are some of the activities we do that lift my spirits. Fun, fitness, and sharing time together are our motivation for exercise, not weight loss or burning calories. We support one another in staying connected to our intuitive wisdom, a challenging feat in a world that promotes relying on outside sources for information about how to live one's life. Most important, we help each other lay down the burdens of self-judgment, fear, comparison, and shame that often weigh on us. In a world where emphasis on image, perfection, materialism, and competition are causing alienation similar to what Confucius was concerned about thousands of years ago, body positive communities provide safe havens where people connect heart to heart, soul to soul. The following comments illustrate these connections. It really makes sense to me that we should love ourselves. I don't see this in the world, but I get it in this community. The body positive gave me permission to know that self-love is a norm, at least here. The body positive gave me what felt like nuggets of gold that allowed me to focus on what I was doing instead of only on what I looked like. I was given permission to love myself without feeling conceited. I felt I was entitled to be happy with myself. Why am I still here? I love working with other people who are committed to spreading love inside and around them. The community has no hang-ups, no backstabbing, or hatred. It feels good. It feels right. I am overwhelmed with gratitude for the men and women at my workshop. I gained wisdom that I never received in many years of therapy. I was finally allowed to explore myself in a deep way and connect my very different experiences to other people's experiences. What a gift! Building the first body positive community. With community support, the level of honesty expressed, both raw and enlightened, leads to inner wisdom. The wisdom shared in our body positive group feels like a gift exchange where each of us gets something different, yet exactly what we need from one another. I always leave feeling so honored to have been a part of the group and so very appreciative of all I've received. Cincy S., body positive group member. The greatest and most unexpected blessing the body positive brought to my life was the gift of community. When I was first inspired to create the organization, building a new community was not forefront in my mind. I knew I would work with others, but had no idea that the people who would enter my world and surround me daily would cause accelerated growth and healing in my own life. I set out to help others by creating video and art projects to plant seeds of inspiration and hope in teens. Forming my partnership with Elizabeth, and creating our first youth-led eating disorders prevention program transformed my life. In the early years, We gathered once a month in Elizabeth's office to support our leaders in their efforts to bring the body positive's message to their peers. During the first half of each meeting, the students explored their personal process of learning to love their bodies. The second half was devoted to assisting their efforts to conduct discussion groups and educational programs on their school campuses. These students came from all over the San Francisco Bay Area. It was a diverse group in terms of background and life circumstances, but we quickly discovered that everyone bonded deeply because they were allowed to relate to one another in an environment free from comparison, competition, and judgment. Many of them said it was the only place in their lives where they felt truly free to release their fears and shame without their words coming back to hurt them. The safe space we created allowed them to confidently talk about their nascent self-love and awareness of their own distinctive beauty. The teens in our first peer leadership group weren't the only ones healing. It was a time of growth for me as well. Though I no longer struggled with my body, I remain self-critical for myriad reasons. When I close my eyes now, I can clearly see myself sitting on the floor in Elizabeth's office, listening to the teens' conversations about the exhilarating but difficult work of shedding their body hatred. I remember the exact moment when it struck me that I still had work to do to strengthen my own self-love. Instead of keeping that realization to myself, I shared my epiphany with the group. The students expressed their gratitude to me for revealing my vulnerability. They had been holding the belief that there was some place of perfection in self-love they should reach by the time they were grown up if they could just get it right as teenagers. My willingness to share my personal work allowed them to see that the development of self-love was an ongoing process. They told me they were relieved to know there was nothing wrong with them, because they hadn't mastered a foolproof set of skills to remove all negative thoughts from their heads. That even though I was somewhat further along on my path because I no longer bashed my body, I was still a human being working on my issues just like them. It was a night I will never forget. In that first body positive community, I was given the encouragement I needed to accelerate my growth to making self-love a daily reality. Lily Stokely, Body Positive Leader. Flying down the road with smiles on our faces, giggling loudly as we zoom through town, we are biking in our bikinis. Riding over each pothole, I can feel the warm bounce of my curvaceous body flopping in a healthy flutter. My friend flies ahead with a smile on her face. All cares are forgotten as the warm rain hits our bare skin and the crisp air cools our cheeks. Several years ago, the idea of biking with my body so exposed would have been my worst nightmare. Rather than riding down the road carefree, I would have heard the judgmental voices of my own inner fears and felt petrified of what observers might think. Seeing my friend smiling and knowing her reciprocal happiness at seeing my smile and hearing my laugh is the biggest gift of her friendship. I feel safe, supported, appreciated, and alive. I'm not saying I need all of my friends to bike in a bikini with me, but that same energy is what I look for in my community. For so many years in my youth, I created friendships that had the opposite effect. Boobs and body fat were terrifying when I was alone, looking in the mirror, an insecure, moody, puberty-stricken teenager. A friend to share the constant pinching, squeezing, and body bashing for countless hours acted as a bandage to temporarily hide the deep wound beneath. My fear of my body formed the foundation of many friendships at that age. Like a house built on a cracked foundation, the emotional roller coaster and struggle with my body image and food had little positive support, and those twisted relationships encouraged me to continue my body hatred. Learning to create a healthy community doesn't happen overnight. It takes time and courage to expose the relationships that perpetuate the fears we hold about our bodies. My commitment to define and develop a healthy community started with my own personal work to quiet my critical voice, to learn to look in the mirror and love every curve. The more I love myself, the more this energy overflows to attract new friends who share my drive to live with self-love. Life always brings waves of happiness and sadness, but with a healthy community, we can ride the low waves knowing we are protected and supported. A true community helps you express your self-love, respects your intuitive abilities, and encourages you to feel all of your emotions. Warm, glowing faces, smiles, laughs, giggles, hugs, tears, honesty, comfort, and support. We bring out the best in each other. We listen. We embrace our differences. And we always encourage growth. It took me a long time to learn how to build my community. But now that I've experienced the foundations of strong, supporting friendships, my community is spreading out all over the world. Intuitive listening and relationships. Time and again, we've seen people make all sorts of positive changes in their lives as they experience more peace with their bodies. Committing to self-love and intuitive self-care leads to a deeper knowing of what's right for us in all aspects of our lives. By honing our listening skills, we gather information that helps us become more in alignment with our life purpose. As we step away from the parts of ourselves that no longer serve us, those that are self-destructive or cause us to be unhappy, we come face to face with the state of our relationships. Some may be as outmoded as the behaviors we are leaving behind, in which case we must decide whether or not to stay in them. Certain people in our lives may offer the support we need to grow, while others may not. The key is to listen closely to what we know feels right in our hearts, and to make decisions about whom we want to spend time with from this place of trust. Intuitive listening helps you find out who is meant to be in your life and who isn't. It allows you to know when something or someone isn't right for you. Signals of satisfaction, calmness, pleasure, etc. are sent to the brain. Or when something or someone is wrong. You experience moments of physical pain, depression, illness, self-destructive behaviors, etc. When you can act on your innate truth, you live in alignment with your authentic self, with your soul. You learn to move towards the people and life experiences that enhance your well-being. You move away from those that make you feel crazy or cause you to suffer. I highly recommend making a commitment to spend as much time as you can with people of Ren. True relationships are formed with individuals who have your best interests at heart. Your intuitive wisdom will help you discern who they are, regardless of gender, age, ethnicity, social status, sexual orientation, or other characteristics. Developing self-love and giving it a voice does not mean you will necessarily lose existing relationships or friendships, though it can happen. If you speak your truth and use I statements whenever possible to avoid making others defensive, your relationships with partners, friends, and family members have the opportunity to grow and change for the better. If this growth is not possible, however, and your self-love and intuitive self-care are in jeopardy, you must find the strength and help if needed to walk away from the people who cause you harm. You will come to honor the grief that arises when you step away from those people who are stuck in old ways and not willing to let you or themselves evolve. This can also mean leaving behind and grieving your own beliefs and dreams about attaining an ideal weight or appearance. As you release outmoded relationships and beliefs, you create room for new people and new attitudes that give your life more joy and meaning. If it is impossible to walk away from certain people, especially family members, you build defense mechanisms to protect you from any unhelpful or mean comments, even if they are given out of misguided love that may be directed at you by those who do not understand the changes you are making in your relationships with your body, food, and exercise. When these comments happen, you reach out to your body positive community for support to remind you who you are and why you choose to live with trust and self-love. The intuitive listening skills I developed to positively transform my struggles with food and exercise transmitted directly to all parts of my life, but especially to my relationships with other people. I began to recognize a subtle inner knowledge about what was true for me and fitting for my life path. When I made the choice to heal, I knew I needed support from others, so I began telling my friends and family about what was going on in my life. This revelation caused many of my relationships to change, and not all of them in positive ways. It was the start of a big shift in my community. My commitment to healing allowed me to develop the voice I needed to speak my truth, and that often meant disappointing people who had certain expectations of me. At times, it was scary to hear the words that came out of my mouth, especially the ones that contradicted the wants and desires of other people. This new voice was tentative and awkward at first. Over time, though, and with positive reinforcement, it grew in strength and clarity. The most difficult choice I made was to leave my partner of 4 years. I knew I had to, however, because he was an integral part of my eating and exercise problems. Though many aspects of our relationship were lovely, his own lack of self-esteem prevented him from seeing how his comments about my body were destructive to my physical and mental health. The sadness I felt over losing my partner and distancing myself from some of my friends was profound. But the reward was that the empty spaces in my life soon filled with new people. I was instinctively drawn to those who encouraged my healing and engaged with me as a whole human being. The love given to me by my new friends was a significant force that helped me step away from my obsession with the size and shape of my body. Their words and smiles reflected back to me my genuine image, and I liked what I saw. In their eyes, I was whole and worthy of love. No change is necessary. I can't say every choice I made during that time in my life was completely conscious. It was evident, though, that seeds of self-love had been planted, and there was no turning back. One important relationship I developed at that time was with a man who had been a coworker and friend for 2 years. Jim had always been kind to me and made me laugh during the hours we spent together at work. It was evident he truly respected his female friends and partners. I was intrigued. When I told Jim about my eating problem, he didn't try to fix me, but simply listened with compassion and without judgment. Though he didn't fully understand what I was going through, he stuck by my side. We went on dates during which we ate beautiful meals that lasted for hours. His great appreciation for savoring delicious flavors showed me a different way of eating. Through these new experiences, I learned to feel comfortable digesting my meals without a constant fear of gaining weight. Jim opened a door for me, and I stepped over the threshold into a world of sensuality and pleasure with food. It was a landscape filled with vivid colors and varied textures, tastes, temperatures, and smells. My passion for lingering over delectable meals began on those dates and continues to this day. The love affair I developed with food wasn't the only thing that I carried forward. What I imagined would merely be a short fling with Jim has lasted for more than 30 years. He remains one of the kindest people I know. He still makes me laugh, and he continues to genuinely like and respect women. I learned early on in our relationship that Jim is respectful of all people. He sees through eyes that search for the best. His compassion and non-judgmental nature are qualities that have contributed to the longevity of our relationship. He is a person of Ren. At the age of 21, however, I was not looking for a long-term relationship. To my great surprise, the intuitive voice I was beginning to sharpen told me loud and clear that Jim would be the father of my children. Being so young, I was overwhelmed with this gut-level awareness that I should choose Jim as my life partner. I was certainly not ready to think about children, considering I hadn't even learned how to take care of myself. I was still in the final stages of my eating disorder. My only concern was for my own health. By staying with what felt right and true in the moment, instead of looking too far into the future, I was able to tuck the message away for safekeeping and live in my relationship one day at a time. Days led to years, and here we are, still together and in love. As with every relationship, there were difficult times, especially in the early years when my young self tried to sabotage our love. I continued to listen to my inner wisdom, which told me I deserved to be treated with the utmost respect, and that was something Jim gave me in abundance. His generous and forgiving heart provided me with a safe place to develop into my adult self. Out of our struggles grew a deep commitment to one another. With the birth of Carmen, our greatest bond was formed. The intuitive voice that told my young self to have a child with Jim was spot on. He was, and continues to be, a superb father and partner. The key to our continued joy in one another over such a long period of time is our willingness to let each other be our quirky human selves. Unconditional love means that Jim still does not try to fix me, nor I him. Even the things that drive us crazy about one another. We see humor in the human condition and embrace each other's and our own eccentricities. We raised Carmen the same way, with love and clear boundaries that provided her with a safe container. She was able to find her own voice and explore her own path, thoughts, and ideas while still remaining connected to us. I tell this story about my own relationships because what I've learned is that intuitive listening allows for more meaningful connections and close bonds, be they with family, partners, children, co-workers, or friends. It provides great opportunities to improve communication with others. The aim is to recognize and honor your own needs and desires, and then use courage to speak the words necessary to help people see your true and often vulnerable self. You work to put aside your defenses and listen to others' truths as well. As my dear friend Trish reminded me recently, the goal is to practice speaking truth with compassion. A genuine, more satisfying form of communication is possible from this place. Thighs, a wife and a husband. My thighs are fat. Your thighs wrapped around me when we conceived our son. My thighs are disgusting. Your thighs make the lap where you hold your son to feed from your breast and where I lay my head in rest. I hate my thighs. I love you. Entirely. Lee Marshall Fagan, NP. Qualities of a body positive community. It is wonderful to finally be around people who are actively living their lives, to be part of a community of people who do not bond through body bashing, but through focus on living their lives and helping others end their suffering over their bodies. Sarah L., Body Positive Leader. One of my favorite things about body positive friendships is that they are built on the foundation that there is no right way to live one's life. This way of relating allows each person to be honored as a distinct individual with a unique path to follow. Without comparison or judgment in the mix, the conversation shifts from discussing what's wrong with our bodies and how we should change them to what's going on in our lives and how we are doing on all levels, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. We encourage each other to explore the question, what is my purpose and how can I best express it in my life? This does not mean difficult situations or struggles with self-love, eating, and exercise are not discussed. The difference is in the underlying premise of the dialogue. Everyone in the group is deserving of love and respect just as they are in the moment. Even if people want or need to make changes in attitudes, behaviors, or relationships with self and others that no longer serve them, they are encouraged to do so by focusing on increasing their self-love over all other factors. For example, losing weight won't necessarily increase a person's self-love, especially due to the risk of weight regain and weight cycling that can intensify the critical voice. But true and abiding self-love will most certainly improve one's self-care. Body positive friends encourage each other to find forgiveness for perceived mistakes and to access the power of their intuitive wisdom to make both simple and complex life decisions. There seems to be a common belief that it's normal for people, especially females, to be self-critical and competitive when they gather together. Many people presume that all teen girls go through a phase of hating their bodies, and that all women are unhappy with their appearance. Body-positive women and girls live to break these stereotypes. They genuinely enjoy each other's company. They rejoice in the good fortune of others because they know their own value and see their own beauty. The men, boys, and transgender individuals who have joined our community also break stereotypes. They are brave enough to express the distress they experience with their bodies, food, and exercise, even though it is taboo for them to do so in most environments. The love in the room is palpable when body-positive friends come together. Genuine delight at seeing one another is expressed, and the hugs exchanged are life-sustaining forces of nature. Absent are the scans of other people's bodies to compare thigh width, belly size, pecs, abs, other body parts, or clothes. None of the typical compliments are given that highlight image over substance. Comments that serve only to separate human beings into competing, isolated entities. Facades break down. People look for and see one another's beauty and wisdom, and their own. Elizabeth, community is medicine. The body positive community gives me hope, and introducing my clients to the vibrant, warm community of the body positive gives them hope. There is an alternative to the overpowering societal forces that promote self-loathing. On my office walls hang photographs of people who are healthy, robust, and widely diverse in their beauty. They give me a vision of what I want for the new individuals who come to my practice. I am reminded to trust that it really is possible for people to be healed from their struggles with their bodies. I can honestly tell my clients that they, too, can have a peaceful relationship with food because I know hundreds, even thousands of people who have become free. As long as this world is still so crazy that having self-love and an intuitive relationship to one's own body is a radical idea, we're going to need community. When my clients embody the first four competencies, they begin to look around for the people who can support them in living with the radical belief that they can trust their bodies, see their beauty, and cultivate a deep and lasting self-love. Some are lucky to find someone who understands, perhaps one friend, a parent, or their partner. Others learn they need to create new relationships and let some go if they are to live at peace with their bodies. We all need a supportive environment, even if it is with just one other person, where our self-love and beauty are reflected back to us, where we have the freedom to be vulnerable and show our true selves. We all need to be with people who don't make us feel confused about our relationships with our bodies and self-care. These types of connections give us the capacity to receive the nourishment and encouragement we need to keep going, to hold on to our self-love and intuitive wisdom, especially when times are rough. I prescribe community, like medicine, to my clients. I encourage them to attend body-positive events and workshops so they can hear from people who have worked hard to make peace with their bodies. If they can't get to an event, I suggest they go on our website to watch our videos. I've had clients tell me that listening to the testimonials gave them hope and a feeling of connectedness. It's important for people to realize they are not isolated or crazy by showing them there are others in the world who want to be free. Alex Johnson, Body Positive Leader. A common feeling expressed by people who've worked with the body positive is the sense that, all of a sudden, the world seems insane. People comment on others' bodies uninvited, torture themselves to change their looks, and craziest of all, they actually bond over this behavior. When we're surrounded by this toxicity, it's hard to see how damaging it is or to imagine an alternative. But I found that building community around a shared commitment to an appreciation for our bodies is one of the most valuable decisions I have made. Becoming more aware of the intense fat phobia and body hatred in our world isn't easy. It has made me more discerning in my relationships, more critical of my entertainment, and less tolerant of the many expressions of cruelty and violence I see and hear every day. It's hard, once you develop that consciousness, to go on living in a world that consistently tears you down. That's where my community comes in. We can enjoy ourselves and our bodies without guilt or shame. We can express love and admiration, knowing that what we give doesn't diminish what we get. We can commiserate about the state of the world, and eventually we can change it. Moving forward. For the first time ever, I feel comfortable being me. My body positive community is a very safe space, and the only place where I can truly be myself. It is empowering to let go of worrying about what others think of me. It is love, not competition. Being involved with the body positive means relating in a meaningful, loving, and generous way. Alyssa B., Body Positive Leader. As we shift our relationship with our bodies, food, and exercise, the old habit of communicating with others based on a desire to fix our bodies is no longer a satisfying or useful activity. We have the opportunity in these situations to affect change in our friends and family members by sharing our new outlook. We can be positive role models to others simply through our commitment to self-love and listening to our body's wisdom. There is an energy, often described as a glow, that people are aware of in individuals committed to self-love. You become someone people want to hang out with and listen to because you emit positive energy and light. Speaking to others about the power that comes from loving your body and listening to your intuition to guide daily food and movement choices reaffirms these beliefs in yourself. Live it, role model it, and get your reminder in the process. We all have difficult days that dim our life force, and we all have work to do on ourselves throughout our lives. However, being committed to self-love and surrounding ourselves with people who want to bring out the best in us makes the joyful days greatly outnumber the ones that bring suffering. A key ingredient to creating positive community and to making intuitive living work is forgiving yourself when you blunder in your communication with others. As you've heard repeatedly throughout this book, forgiveness is essential if you wish to live courageously and express your true self. You are human, and as such, learn through trial and error. With the ability and willingness to forgive yourself, you can be bold. You can step away from your desire to perfect yourself and get on with the beautifully messy business of living life. I am profoundly grateful for my work each day to help people grow in self-love because it allows me the opportunity to practice what I teach. I know without doubt that my aging process would have been quite different had I not followed my vision to create the body positive and met Elizabeth. I'm not saying the only way for you to feel good about yourself is to run an organization that supports people in having a positive relationship with their bodies. All you have to do is find at least one person in your life with whom you can be body positive on a regular basis. When we get busy and caught up in the minutiae of our lives, it can be hard to remember to be kind to ourselves. We forget that we are remarkable just the way we are. The best way to remember what truly matters in life is to reach out to your body positive friends and make time to celebrate one another. This could mean going for a walk, eating a beautiful meal together, having a dance party, sitting down over a cup of tea or glass of wine, or having a quick chat on the phone or computer. I highly encourage you to spend time regularly with people who are committed to their own self-love and intuitive living. If you don't know anyone like this, commit to making it a priority to find them. You deserve to be seen all the way down to your soul. You are worthy of having friends who encourage the growth of your self-love. People of Ren, who cherish you just as you are right now. Body positive practices. 1. Building a body positive community. Now that you've learned about the 5 competencies of the Be Body Positive model, it's time to figure out how you can get the ongoing support you need to live in, love, and listen to your unique and beautiful body. This practice takes you through an exploratory process to see what support systems you currently have in place and what you might need to keep moving towards better relationships with your body, food, and exercise. Instructions. Take as much time as necessary to explore the following questions. As you gather information through this practice, reach for your courage and take action. What do I need and want in a community so I can feel good about my body, see my beauty, and listen to my intuitive wisdom to guide my self-care? What can I bring to a body-positive community? Which people in my life right now will support me in living a body-positive lifestyle? In what ways will these people offer me support? Is there anything else I need from them? If I'm not getting the support I need from my current community, how can I get what I need to live a body-positive lifestyle? How do I trust my body to know what it needs in terms of food and movement when I am with friends, family members, or colleagues who are focused on weight loss as the primary path to health improvement or feeling beautiful? What can I do to spend time with at least one person who is body positive? What commitment can I make to myself right now to help me build a supportive, positive community? Instructions for group practice. Have everyone explore a few questions from the preceding individual practice on their own, and then, when together, discuss them as a group. Continue the conversation by exploring the following questions. What does a body positive community look like? How would it change relationships between people? How will it feel to step away from people who can't support our desire to live at peace with our bodies? How can we support one another in expressing the grief we feel when we leave behind negative people, mindsets, and anything else that keeps us from loving our bodies? How can we have compassion for the people in our lives who still believe that weight loss is the answer to all their problems? What are the obstacles to living a body-positive lifestyle, and how can we overcome them? 2. Letter of encouragement in your community of one. Whether or not you have support from a solid community, it's important to remember you can be your own best friend, which is a form of community. This practice gives you the opportunity to provide yourself with encouragement as you embody the competencies. Instructions. Write a letter to yourself about your personal journey to living a body-positive lifestyle. Include the changes you experience in your perception of yourself and how you may be inhabiting and caring for your body differently as you embody each of the competencies. If all of these changes have just begun for you and you feel the need to let some dust settle, that's okay. Be honest, including any confusion or subtleties of your new way of thinking. Then, seal the letter in a self-addressed stamped envelope and give it to a friend to mail in several months, or leave it somewhere in your house to find in the future. Do this whenever you need your own support. It's a great way to keep a running conversation with yourself throughout your life. Plus, it's fun to get mail. 3. Throw a body positive party. One of the best ways to be body positive is to gather together with others who are also doing the work to love themselves just as they are in the moment, see and express their unique beauty, and listen to their innate wisdom to make food and exercise choices. A great way to do this is to have a meal together where you talk about the fabulous flavors and other wonderful qualities of the food everyone has shared. Play games, like eating the entire meal with your fingers or eating with your non-dominant hand. Go around the table and let each person take a moment to share one way in which they are embodying the competencies or something they are struggling with and for which they need support. If you are meeting outdoors, make it a picnic, and after you're done eating, play tag or frisbee or some other game you remember from childhood. Do whatever you can think of to celebrate yourself and others in your body positive community. What's next? Ours is not the task of fixing the entire world all at once, but of stretching out to mend the part of the world that is within our reach. Any small, calm thing that one soul can do to help another soul, to assist some portion of this poor, suffering world, will help immensely. Clarissa Pinkola Estes, Ph.D. Now that we've explored the five core competencies of the Be Body Positive model together, what's next? Where do you go from here? Start by remembering that the information offered in Embody was given in the spirit of trusting you to take in only what works for you in this moment and leaving the rest for now, or perhaps forever. I hope you have seen that you possess the innate knowledge to know what works and what doesn't for your unique body and life. If listening to this book has brought struggles to the forefront, you may need to seek out a therapist or some type of health professional to support you in creating more peace and balance. If this is the case, I highly recommend finding someone who practices a weight-neutral, pleasure-focused approach to health, who will work with you to enhance your ability to listen to and follow your body's intuitive wisdom. You may want to further your exploration of the topics covered in Embody by listening to other books or exploring other websites. You will find a comprehensive resource section on our website, thebodypositive.org, which will stay current and relevant to your needs. Getting involved with the Body Positive. There are many ways to further your involvement with the Body Positive. If you've worked with the practices at the end of the competency chapters and decide you want to explore the concepts in community with others, we offer many different workshops that may interest you. If you are a student or work at a school or in other settings with students in kindergarten through college, you may be interested in learning more about our leadership trainings, introductory workshops, DVDs, and curricula. If in-person participation is not an option, you can get connected through our online programs. This is Beauty Project, thisisbeauty.org, and our social media sites. Check in from time to time to get a refresher, or immerse yourself more fully in expanding your body positive experience. The choice is up to you. Investigate your current relationships to see if you have anyone who will support you in embodying the competencies. You may want to listen to Embody in a book group as a way to get others to join you in living with self-love and trust. Try sharing, perhaps slowly, the concepts with family members, partners, friends, or others in your community. Don't be discouraged if you find that people remain focused on weight and weight loss as a path to health. What you have heard in this book is radical work that turns many societal beliefs upside down. Patience is needed to get others to see the value of trusting their own bodies in the pursuit of health and more joyful living. It's not easy to cultivate the ability and courage to say, no thanks, to the powerful systems in place that teach people to turn away from their authentic beauty and self-love. But it's certainly possible. Remember, you are not only enough, but fabulous and worthy of the very best life has to offer. In relationships, in the way you treat yourself, and in all that you choose for your life. My wish is that you take the time you need to breathe, question, practice, and reflect on your journey to knowing true self-love. I also hope you will spend as much of your precious time as you can with others who are committed to loving their bodies and seeing their beauty throughout all stages of life. People who are willing to ride the waves of joy and suffering with you, and who reflect back to you the fabulous person you are in every moment. The Body Positive is creating this world. Please join us. This concludes Embody by Connie Subcheck, narrated by Vanessa Daniels. Copyright 2014 by Connie Subcheck. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Turner Publishing Company and was produced in the year 2018 by Tantor Media Incorporated, a division of Recorded Books, which holds the copyright thereto. Please visit Tantor.com for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.